This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are in Unit 2 of the fall quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of October. This unit that we are in for this month is entitled Catchphrases, and this week, for the week of October the 24th, we are looking at another catchphrase, one of a kind. And the life question for this week is, why should I give Jesus a second thought? The biblical truth is, as the Son of God, Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God. The Bible passages are John 3, verses 16 through 18, 14, verses 6 through 11, and then 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. The key verses are 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. And in some ways, this particular session is a continuation of last week's session, because we were talking a little bit about the uniqueness of Jesus. And once again, we're talking about what is the importance of Jesus? Why should we even think about him or give any importance to him? So we're looking at, once again, the idea of some ways in which he is the only something. And so to answer that life question, why should I give Jesus a second thought? The first point is, Jesus is the only Son of God. And this comes from John 3, verses 16 through 18. Scott, what did you see in this passage?
Well, I think Jesus is the only Son of God. I think that's, you know, that's it. That's everything. And
right.
And that is the central point of everything we believe about Jesus, is that he can save us because he's the only Son of God. You know, his death on the cross is enough for us because he's the Son of God. And everyone knows John 3, 16, but John 3, 17 really speaks to this right after that, where it says that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, mm-hmm. but that the world could be saved. You know, and when you need a Savior doesn't come ready to condemn everybody for their sin. A Savior mm-hmm. comes to, in Jesus' case, to die for you, for your sin. And mm-hmm. I think that's what's so crucial, is so many people see God as a God who condemns and a God mm-hmm. who is so harsh towards sin. And he is just, and we can't mm-hmm. forget that. But the point of Jesus was not to come to condemn, it was to come to save.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that through his death on the cross, and that's everything.
Right. And if we think in terms of what makes Christianity unique among other religions, and there are other religions and cults that they promote the idea that we're all sons of God. You know, we all have that spark of divinity or whatever, however they phrase it. But that's the unique part of Christianity. Even though we all can become children of God, there was a unique way in which Jesus was the one and only Son of God, and there was something special about that.
Right. I mean, he bridges a gap that we can't cross.
Right.
You know, as God's creation and mm-hmm. having no spark of divinity, as God's children, uh-huh. you know, we need this God who is referred to later in 1 Timothy as a man, Christ Jesus. Kind of two competing terms there. How can
right.
you be both? But, you know, believing in Jesus mm-hmm. is believing in both. It's believing that he was fully man and fully God. And mm-hmm. that's what we have to have in mm-hmm. order to have access to God.
Right. Once again, other religions, sometimes they'll point at a leader that they'll say had a special blessing from God or something special about that person. But Christianity is unique in that we're saying God became man.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't just bless a man, but he became man.
Oh, all through the Gospels, people uh-huh. get so angry with him for saying that.
Right.
That's what got him killed. And he's not saying that he's a messenger from God or a prophet. He's saying he is. He's
right.
the Son of God. And,
right.
and so these religious people get in such a huff. How can you make that claim?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the same way people do that today, how can you make the claim that Jesus is the Son of God? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just not possible to be born of a virgin and all these things. And yet, you know, he's Jesus, he's Christ,
right.
and we have the proof, we have the evidence to just believe.
That's right. And that leads right into point two, which is Jesus is the only way to God. And this comes from John 14, and this was a very bold claim by Jesus, you might say, and something that people do kind of stumble over.
Right. Oh, I think so many people, when they look at Jesus, they have this watered down view of where he was a good person. He might have even been a prophet or a healer, but that he couldn't have been what he said he was. Mm-hmm. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said that Jesus doesn't give us that option to believe right. that. Either he is a liar and a lunatic who deserved to die, or he is who he said he was.
Right.
You know, making claims like this where he's the only way to God, mm-hmm. there's no room for interpretation there. Mm-hmm. There's not saying, well, you can believe what you want, but if you just believe that I existed, or if you believe that I was real, or you believe these certain things that I teach and pick and choose, you can come to God. Mm-hmm. Jesus is saying, I'm it. This is it. I'm right here, and you have to believe. And that's what makes Christianity different. That's mm-hmm. why, you know, Christianity is so hard for so many people, because instead of centering on an idea, it centers on a person.
Right.
And it's a person that made a lot of claims about himself and a lot of different mm-hmm. claims that got him mm-hmm. killed. But, with him saying, no one but me can do this, mm-hmm. and you can't believe in anybody but me to get there. You know, in one way, he makes the job easy for us, because, you know, if you just believe, if you just look mm-hmm. at the evidence we have and mm-hmm. believe, you know, I always go back to that, you know, God made it easy through Jesus, where he just mm-hmm. eliminated all the possibilities and said, here's your path, here's your mm-hmm. road, I'm putting it right in front of you.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes teenagers are almost a little apologetic by saying Jesus is the only way. They're afraid that would be offensive, or it sounds intolerant to right. say your way's wrong because Jesus is the only way. And so it's sometimes kind of hard for them to accept that, right. you know, to talk about it in those terms.
I think what helps is if you're dealing with other cultures or people who believe different things and who say, well, you believe Jesus is the only way to God, and I don't believe that. Are you saying I'm wrong? What I always kind of fall back on is, I'm not saying it. He said it. I'm not the one condemning you. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just quoting what Jesus himself said.
Right.
And I'm a follower of Christ, and I believe these things. You know, mm-hmm. he's got our back. He's there for us, and we have Scripture to rely on. That's why it's mm-hmm. so important for students, when you deal mm-hmm. with people who aren't going to believe the same things, especially when you get into high school and college, mm-hmm. you know, to know Scripture and to mm-hmm. be able to fall back on His words. And so you can kind of mm-hmm. balls out of your hands when you say, I didn't write the Gospels. I'm just quoting the Gospels.
Right. I know one illustration I sometimes use when we talk about whether or not it's wrong to say there's only one way. You know, if you had an incurable disease, you went to the doctor and he said, you know, you've got something that could kill you. Would you want the doctor to say, you know, there's really no one way to cure this disease? You can just pick something, and as long as you sincerely believe in it and you really feel good about it, then you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Or would you rather the doctor say, okay, we know the cure. We know the one way to do it. You do this and everything will be okay. Which way would you prefer?
Yeah, and that's why, uh-huh. you know, Jesus deserves a second thought, like this lesson says, uh-huh. because he's giving us the answers to the test. You know, we just have to look at that and believe.
Mm-hmm. Point number three to answer the question, why should I give Jesus a second thought, is Jesus is the only mediator. And so this comes out of the 1 Timothy passage, chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. What do you see in this one?
This kind of builds on the last thing we were talking about, mm-hmm. how it's Jesus and it's only Jesus, and, mm-hmm. and he is all we need. And, you know, you look at the story of the thief on the cross who in his last moment professed to Jesus and said, just remember me when you get to paradise. Just mm-hmm. remember me and remember this moment. That was all he needed, and mm-hmm. to just believe and profess in God. You know, he didn't witness a miracle. He didn't get to see Jesus feed 5,000 mm-hmm. or see him preach on a boat. You know, he was dying, and he just looked at him and said, I need you, and just remember me when you get there. And that was enough. And mm-hmm. Jesus is the only mediator. And this passage is so great, but it's so challenging too, because like it goes back to what we were talking about earlier about that duality that we don't always understand between mm-hmm. he's Christ Jesus, but he's also just a man. You know, mm-hmm. he's human. He's Christ Jesus, which in itself is a contradiction, kind of. You know, he's uh-huh. fully God and fully human, but that's what we need. And it's that's why the story of salvation is so brilliant, and it's so wonderful that it just makes sense to me. When I mm-hmm. look at my faith and I look at what I believe, it just makes sense that, mm-hmm. you know, we've been given everything we need and nothing more and nothing less.
Mm-hmm. So to wrap up for today, the live question once again is, why should I give Jesus a second thought? And the points we want to drive home are, number one, Jesus is the only Son of God. Number two, Jesus is the only way to God. And number three, Jesus is the only mediator. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You will find some current news stories there and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. Also, you'll find some songs there that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.